the show and talk college football with the King at 844-TALK-SST. That's 844-TALK-SST. This is the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Courtesy of Bruce Feldman, we have ongoing drama from the state of Mississippi, and I don't take particular delight in this because of what it may do to the program in Oxford. First of all, Oxford, because Lord knows they've been dropped into a wood chipper. If you go back to signing day 2013, there are some guys, and more so than women. I've said we let women run every biggest business, governments, the planet. They're better at major decisions than we are. But every guy who was associated with the program at Ole Miss, you knew it because we've all had this moment. When Hugh Freeze sends out that tweet, hey, if any of you have details about improper recruiting, please notify our director of compliance. And he actually put the at into his tweet. Every guy has had that moment where you decided to go chest out. You're like, hey, middle finger right here. And you almost immediately regretted it. Yeah, that was Hugh Freeze. And that was everyone around that program going back now. We are about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks away from the 6-year anniversary of that. Signing day 2013, when it was one five-star after another, and Laquon Treadwell, which I could sort of explain because a guy a year older than him from his high school had gone to Ole Miss. And so that explains how Ole Miss is able to go up to Illinois and get the nation's number one wide receiver recruit. I'll just say I wasn't used to that happening, but I could explain it. Oh, you got one of his high school teammates. Okay, well, that happens all the time. That's not a big deal. What about this guy, Robert Kimdichie, who was the nation's number one recruit at any position from anywhere? Oh, well, his older brother, Denzel, you stayed with him. If you don't know Denzel's story, Denzel was a good enough football player. Kimdichie was a guy that the coaching staff of the opponent, you talked about him first in that Sunday meeting. What was he, number five? Wasn't he number five? All right, what did we do with him? All right, guys, let's start planning for the Rebels for Saturday. All right, what do we do with Kimdichie? And then you worked out from there. Denzel was a good ball player. But he was also, I think, 2 years older than Robert. And again, I'm not meaning to get any of this wrong or, you know, defame anyone, but I think that there was an academic problem, and there might have been, by classification, there might have been a learning disability of some sort for Denzel. But he wasn't much for the book learning. I'll put that as the short version. And so many other schools backed away from the offer to Denzel. Ole Miss did not. It was almost like the ultimate goodbye kiss from Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt, before he got fired, he stuck by the scholarship to Denzel Kimdichie. And because Houston Nutt always had a little bit of moral flexibility when it came to who he'd throw scholarship offers to. By number or by background or by likelihood that you would ever be eligible. Details. He just shotgun scholarship offers everywhere. So that was Houston Nutt, and he stuck with the Denzel Kimdichie offer. And so I could explain the other five-star who showed up. Oh, well, his brother's there. Tony Connor. I could explain it. All of these, you go back and look at Austin Golson was part of that class who went up transferring to Auburn. I could explain it. The only one I could never explain was Laramie Tunsil. Five-star offensive tackle out of, I think, Jacksonville, wasn't it? Or from Florida, I think. And he was going to Georgia. And then he signed with Ole Miss. And so that was the one I looked at. I was like, okay, that one I don't have an example for. Because I remember going on the radio that day, and I admonished the Georgia fan base. Sour grapes, y'all hush. It's just like every other fan base. When we get a kid, it's because we have a great coaching staff and we offer a tremendous opportunity to get an education. When somebody else gets a kid we want it, it's because they cheat. Y'all hush up. Well, it turns out in this case, the fan base didn't know that. The Georgia fan base was reacting just like every fan base does on a signing day when you lose a bunch of kids. But in this case, they were right. And I came back like 3 years later. I was like, hey, you remember when I yelled at y'all? Apologize. Y'all were right. After what they've been through for the past 6 years, I was actually hoping that this would be over, but it's not, and so I will continue to report on it. The Rebel Rags, Barney Ferrer case, the former staffer, the assistant at Ole Miss. A state in Rebel Rags was the name of the apparel shop that was involved in, allegedly involved in some of the illegal inducements, giving out gear to recruits. Bruce Feldman says, got an update to the Rebel Rags, Barney Ferrer case. Mississippi State Circuit Court judge has denied all motions to dismiss. This means that the case goes forward. This is in civil court. Rebel Rags, and that's which is a business, and then a former assistant, a staffer at Ole Miss. Discovery will commence, means lawyers can take depositions from, among others, NCAA investigators, the two Mississippi State players, Leo Lewis among them, also Dan Mullen and Scott Strickland. Discovery is where you have to show me everything that you have evidence-wise, or you have to tell me everything you might know evidence-wise, and now we have a head coach and a former AD. They're going to be subjected to discovery.
Debt reduction depends on creditors' balances and payments, client testimonials, or dramatizations.
If you owe $10,000 in credit card debt and your minimum payments siphon away your paycheck each month, you can get debt-free in less time than you think.
I've paid $800 a month for the past 3 years and haven't changed the balance on my credit card.
Get Debt-Free Now has a program to reduce your debt, stop the harassing phone calls, avoid financial ruin, and settle for less than you owe.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
You're pre-approved for our special hardship program if you owe $10,000 or more. Call Get Debt Free Now to resolve your debt once and for all.
My family no longer has 20 years of payments ahead of us at 20% interest.
There's no fees until you see results. Make one monthly program payment and free up your cash. Call 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933. 800-834-2933.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-0960. That's 800-318-0960. 800-318-0960.